my last post before coming here was to be an archdeacon in Southeast London. And then I'd taken a bit somewhat early retirement, but not terribly early. And I had 3 wonderful years in retirement with my husband. And then the Church of England changed its ruling on whether women could be bishops or not. And that was passed. I'd been working very hard to achieve that, actually, never thinking it would apply to me. And to my utter astonishment, a wonderful bishop with whom I worked had put my name forward to be considered to be a bishop in the Church of England. So I think I'm the only bishop that will ever have come out of retirement to take up the post. It's the most wonderful, wonderful part of the country. I know my own diocese best, which is north of the Tyne, broadly, Newcastle, North Tyneside, Northumberland. But of course, the northeast is bigger than that, and I've come to love all of it. But the sheer richness of the variety and the vibrancy. So you've got in Newcastle a vibrant city with 67,000 students, a wonderful history, our cathedral, and then you contrast the bright lights of the city with the dark skies of Kielder. And you look into Northumberland, which is the most sparsely populated county in England, and in my view, the most beautiful. But apart from the wonderful vibrancy and the beautiful landscape, the real richness of the Northeast is its people. Again, it's from the way people are. And when we first came here, we were just taken, blown away, really, by people's friendliness and people's willingness to talk and desire to talk and relate. My husband, when he first came, would be up in the supermarket. And when he first came, he couldn't get over it. It took him an hour to go shopping because there was so much chatting in the supermarket queue, which at first he found slightly difficult, to be honest, but came to love it, as I do. Relationality really matters here.